Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Metro is expected to choose a CEO for the city-owned Safety Net Hospital this evening. Yesterday, a committee recommended Dr. Veronica Elders. She's already serving as the interim CEO at Nashville General Hospital. Her competitor, Dr. Keith Churchwell, is somewhat of an outsider. His family's from Nashville, but his career has taken place mostly outside the city at other cash-strapped public service hospitals with ties to medical schools. Several Nashville General doctors and nurses turned out to the committee meeting yesterday to advocate for Elders. They praised her for major improvements to the hospital's finances and to say employee morale has surged since she took over. That was a little more than a year ago when the most recent CEO resigned amid controversy. Some board members noted that choosing Churchwell instead would mean bringing in new blood after that tough chapter and could give the team a new start. The Hermitage Presidential Estate is updating one of its tours to offer a more honest portrayal of the people enslaved there. Over the course of his life, 7th U.S. President Andrew Jackson and his family enslaved more than 300 people. His home site has offered a tour about those enslaved people since 2018, but this summer the Hermitage is refreshing it, says Cody Youngblood, the site's director of experience.
We found that there was too much emphasis on Jackson's realm and the enslaved people who worked in it. We wanted to focus on the enslaved people's world and how the Jacksons fit into that.
But some descendants of people who were enslaved by Jackson say the tour is missing the mark. Jamel Campbell Gooch is related to a man mentioned on the tour. He says before the tour, he'd first like to see some acknowledgement.
They have never officially apologized for the harm that they have caused generations of the descendants of African chattel slaves. They have never apologized.
Campbell Gooch says he also hopes that some of the proceeds from the $50 tour could go toward a scholarship fund for descendants. The Hermitage told WPLN News that tour dollars go back to the Hermitage for preservation, research, and education. The Ryman and the Grand Ole Opry could be for sale. They're part of the Opry Entertainment Group, a business owned by Ryman Hospitality. Company leaders confirmed yesterday that they are looking into the possibility of finding a new owner for the entertainment group. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.